Life Audio.
Welcome to the Crosswalk Devotional. We're glad to have you listening with us. Today's topic is how God knows what you need before you even ask. We'll return with the devotional after a brief message from our sponsors.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
God knows what you need. Written and read by Whitney Hoppler. And when you pray, do not keep on babbling like pagans, for they think they will be heard because of their many words. Do not be like them, for your Father knows what you need before you ask Him. Matthew 6:7-8. My daughter and I stopped by a garden center to pick up a spray for our peach tree. It was a place we loved to visit as often as possible, one of our favorite local places. On the way there, we discussed her plans to find a part-time job. That was something we had been praying about as well. I assured my daughter that God would help her find a great opportunity. We didn't think to ask about the possibility of a job at the garden center. Instead, we simply focused on finding the right product. We asked a garden center employee to help us find the peach tree spray and thought that would be the end of our errand. But God had other plans. After showing us where the spray was, the employee asked my daughter, "Can I also help you find a part-time job?" We hadn't mentioned anything to him about that particular need. The employee told us that since spring was coming soon, the garden center was planning to hire more employees. When he saw my daughter, he got the feeling that he should ask her right then and there if she was interested, even though the job fair was weeks away. It ended up being perfect timing. My daughter had a quick interview with two managers and was hired on the spot. God provided the job she needed at one of her favorite places without her even having to ask for it. In Matthew 6:7-8, Jesus encourages us that God already knows what we need before we even ask Him for it. He contrasts the lengthy and repetitive prayers of pagans with the attitude that God wants people to have in prayer. Jesus points out that prayer is not just a ritual where we try to convince God to give us something, but rather an authentic conversation with our all-knowing and completely caring Heavenly Father. God intimately knows and understands our needs even before we articulate them. Jesus' warning about babbling like pagans isn't about the length or frequency of our prayers, but about the heart behind them. Jesus emphasizes that the effectiveness of our prayers isn't determined by the words we use, but by the sincerity and faith with which we approach God. Our Heavenly Father doesn't require elaborate speeches to hear us. God simply wants genuine communication and relationships with His children. In the middle of our busy lives, it's easy to fall into the habit of treating prayer as a checklist or a performance. We may feel the need to impress God with our religious vocabulary or to repeat ourselves incessantly in hopes of being heard. However, Jesus reminds us that God knows our needs before we ask. That should liberate us from the pressure to impress God with our words, and instead invite us into deeper intimacy with God. It's not about the quantity or quality of our prayers, but about the posture of our hearts as we come before our loving Father. God is not distant or indifferent to your needs. He is intimately acquainted with every aspect of your life. He knows the needs you face and the desires of your heart long before you bring them before him in prayer. Understanding that God knows what you ask can dispel any worries about whether God might overlook or neglect you. You are loved by a God who is attentive to every detail of your life and who delights in meeting your needs according to his perfect wisdom and timing. When you grasp the depth of God's knowledge and care for you, it can free you from the grip of anxiety. You no longer need to try to convince God to give you what you need. Instead, you can rest confidently in the assurance that your caring Heavenly Father is already at work on your behalf, orchestrating his plans for your good. So, as you approach God in prayer, do so with the confidence that the God who knows your needs before you ask is faithful to provide generously for you. Intersecting faith and life. As you reflect on how God knows what you need before you ask, consider these questions. In what areas of your life do you sometimes struggle to trust God to provide for you? How does the knowledge that God knows your needs before you ask free you not to worry about the future? Reflect on a time when God provided something important that you needed, even before you articulated your need in prayer. How did that strengthen your trust in God? How can you grow a deeper sense of gratitude for God's provision in your daily life? Further reading. Philippians 4:19, Matthew 6:25-26, Psalm 34:10, Psalm 37:25, 1 Peter 5:7.
The Crosswalk Devotional is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app, so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
Are you concerned about tensions in the Middle East? Do you wonder where we're currently at in the biblical timeline? Are we really in the last days? Hi, everyone. I'm Dr. Carl Muller with the Inside the Epicenter podcast. Every week, my co-host, best-selling author Joel Rosenberg, and I answer those questions and more. You'll hear inside knowledge of our meetings with leaders at the highest levels of government in the U.S., Israel, and the Middle East, equipping you to filter the news with biblically sound insights. Find Inside the Epicenter on your favorite podcast app or go to joshuafund.com to listen and subscribe.